The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dane Wigington's with us. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Welcome, Dane.
Hello, Vincent.
Dane, you know, about 3 weeks ago, I was thinking about Operation American Spring, and it was going to start on May 16th in Washington, D.C., a march. And I thought, you know what? They claimed that they were going to have 10 million, maybe 1,800,000, maybe 180,000. They really didn't know exactly how many people would be there. But the claim was that Colonel Harry Reilly was going to occupy Washington, if you will, or visit Washington. He was going to stay until Barack Obama and the cabinet resigned. And, you know, it was kind of a wish. However, I thought, you know, I wonder, I saw the chemtrails over the farm that weekend. I thought, you know what, I wonder if they're going to engineer the climate so that these guys get rained out, snowed out, or something. And so I posted pictures of the 44 chemtrails that were over our farm on the website. And I showed how the chemtrails, the sky was beautiful, and then chemtrails appeared, and then the sky changed to a dark, dark bluish gray, and how the clouds became very heavy, and there's thunderstorms, you know, that day. And I thought, you know, within a couple days, something's going to happen on the East Coast in terms of the weather. And I said it on the air. About a week later, and I have this posted on our website, USAPrepares.com. I have it posted, and what happened a week later was Memorial Day was set to be a washout. That's what it says. And there are pictures of those dark clouds that I described. And then hail. Hail the size of marbles. And it happened. It absolutely happened. And one of our class in Virginia, which is about 2 hours away from Washington, D.C., where one of our class lives, 2 hours by vehicle from Washington, D.C., was pelted with marble-sized hail. It's true. It's absolutely true, Dane.
Well, this is what people need to understand, and however skeptical they are makes no difference. This is the fact of the matter, that there is no natural weather at this point. And when you taint a system this complex, at any point, it taints the entire system. But in fact, we have the entire planet being tainted with these aerosols. So as the example you just gave, if we go back a little further to the Occupy Wall Street in October, mm-hmm. Some years back, there was the big unexpected snowstorm that decimated that event as well, with the leaves still on the trees, completely unexpected, early October. These events are not natural. It just snowed it's snowing in Colorado, I believe, again, while we're 100 degrees and up in the Southwest. And they can make any isolated area, Vincent, if they have enough moisture, they can ice nucleate and make it snow at 40 degrees. It snowed in Colorado Springs at 57 degrees a week ago. People need to wake up and understand that the whole system is being chemically tainted, and the decimation it's causing it can't be overstated. I mean, here in the West, it is so hot and so dry, and the UV is so intense that the grass barely gets out of the ground before it turns brown. And in other areas, I know, as I think you mentioned to me off the air, that you're not able to do certain things in your fields because it's too wet. Mm-hmm. You know, this imbalance will continue to worsen, and it appears that certain areas are in fact target areas because they won't let it rain here in the West. We have moisture moving across us, and they aerosolize it again and again and again, which means they put too many condensation nuclei, too many tiny particles in the atmosphere, which means the raindrops can't combine and fall as rain. This is hard science fact. This is a phenomenon that's well known from volcanic eruptions and so forth. It doesn't matter where the particles come from. If the atmosphere is too saturated with particles, it tends to migrate to rain where it comes down somewhere else in a deluge. That's what we see.
Dana, I'm going to read an email that I received over the weekend. And it's titled, "Got to Tell You, I Thought Chemtrails Were Bad in Miami," from a USAPrepares.com student. It says, "Vincent, I'm from Miami, and I came up for a wedding in Quincy, Illinois this weekend. Got to tell you, I thought chemtrails were bad in Miami. It's unreal up here. You can really see it sitting in the air and how they're targeting the farms. It's so obvious. Had to write because I hear you talking about it all the time. Stay safe. Keep fighting." That is an email that I received from one of our radio class. And maybe it's because I talk about this, and maybe it's possible that people think that I'm kidding or I'm exaggerating. It is absolutely unreal up here. Right now, it's damp. And here's the problem that we have. When those of us who are farmers, and there are a lot of cattle farmers here in Missouri, those of us who are cattle farmers need to raise hay, bale that hay, and store the hay for the winter to keep the cows fed over the winter. Because people like to eat meat every day, all year long. Well, right now, the hay is just a little bit past its prime. It's gone to seed. The clover is going to seed right now, and we should have cut it a few days ago. But we can't because it's scheduled to rain every day this week. And then it's going to take 3 days for the fields to dry out once the rain stops. And then we need 3 days more of clear weather in order to... We cut the hay, and then we lay it on the ground as it's cut. And we have these special mowers, and what these mowers, they're hay mowers, and they have these 2-inch-long blades, and they spin at a very high RPM. And they are like a knife, and they cut off the hay about 2 inches off the ground. And the hay just falls down as in one piece. It's not chopped up. And then what we do is we let it dry for a day or two. And then we rake it into windrows. And then we take a baler, a round baler. I use a round baler. The bale's about 1,000-pound bales. And we pick that hay up with the baler, roll it into these round bales, tie it up, and the field is full of these round bales when we're done. And then we pick them up and move them and put them into storage. That's kind of the process. But we need 3 days of sunshine in order to do that. If we cut the hay and it rains on it, it becomes moldy, and we waste it. And what's happening right now is we can't cut it because it's too damp. So the hay is becoming older, tougher, less nutrition by the second. The cows don't want to eat it, and we can't cut it. And if it keeps raining for a couple more weeks, we won't have any hay.
You know, in addition to the mold...
And that's almost...
Oh, go ahead.
Yes.
No,
that's almost as bad as the cows having nothing to eat.
Well, what I was going to say is on the mold situation, we see as the entire biosphere is saturated with these...
Did we lose Dane? You know, this is such a serious topic. And sometimes when we talk about these things, we lose our guests. Dane Whittington is the owner of geoengineeringwatch.org. And he produced a DVD. Let's see. I have it here, and he's given some of these to me that I'm going to be sending out. Climate engineering, weather warfare, and the collapse of civilization. I have a few of these left. Joey, I've got yours. You asked for one. I've got it. And I'll be sending them out this week. So if you would like one, I only have a few. First come, first served. No cost. Dane provided them. And at his expense, ship them to me. I will ship them to you at no charge. But I'd like to ask that if you want one, that you'll share it with friends and family and circulate it so as many people as possible can view it. It's that important. So if you're interested, just send me an email, vincent@usapreparis.com, vincent@usapreparis.com. The event that I was talking about, we had 44 chemtrails over the farm a few weeks ago. And I took a series of pictures, one after the next, after the next, after the next. And I posted them on the website. And what you saw on that post was the sky getting darker and darker and darker, and the clouds becoming heavier and heavier. And what I did was I posted those so you could see what I was talking about. A week later, there was this post on the Daily Mail, and it shows the result of those chemtrails. And it shows what happened in Denver, and the sky got just as dark and just as gray as it did here at the farm. And it showed the temperature map. It showed that 80 degrees in Nebraska, roughly. 73 in Denver, okay? 75 in Albuquerque. And hail. Hail was coming down, and you can see people running for cover. And literally, it looks like the entire street sidewalk is covered with, in one photo, about 30 to 40% of the surface was these marble-sized balls of hail. That's very unusual. Dane Whittington, back to you.
David, I'm not sure what happened there. You know, I'm having an increasing amount of things happen with radio interviews, internet. You know, it seems like a constant hindrance on my end with trying to get data out. What I was commenting on, I think, when we got unplugged, you mentioned the fungal situation. When you saturate the biosphere with these toxic metal and chemical materials, it kills the beneficial microbes, fungus ensues. So it's, you know, we have that situation across the board with plant and animal die-off around the globe.
Okay, we're going into a commercial break. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Great website, geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane Wigington's with us. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dane Wigington's with us. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, at the top of this broadcast, when we first started about 26 minutes ago, there was a news report that there was a deluge in Texas, and they were glad to see the rain. And there's a drought in California. It's on its third year now. And there was a comment that we'll survive the drought. Well, actually, it's really tough to survive a drought. It really is. As a matter of fact, I don't know too many people who live in the Gobi Desert or the Sahara because there's no water there. It's impossible to support life without water.
Well, you're right. I mean, just the term drought implies there's something natural to this, Vincent, and it's not natural. This is weather warfare, plain and simple. And when we know that aerosol spraying upstream from us diminishes and disperses our rain, and we see it on satellite again and again and again, there's nothing natural about this. And again, the term drought implies that there is. So, and we're not in the third year of drought, which is, you know, you see a lot of downplaying of the severity of certain conditions by authorities now, and this is perhaps to keep the populations calm. But we are in the seventh year of drought here. Seventh. We have, where I live, had just over half our normal annual rainfall for 7 years. So we see across the board a downplaying of the severity of certain conditions, including temperatures. We're seeing an underreporting of temperatures 4 and 5 degrees below what actually happened on the ground. So, I mean, that's a downplaying of the severity of the heat in our region, too. So I would say this. Yes, you have deluges in certain areas. You guys are getting too much rain. We don't get any. And when you keep a population, as the walls crumble from the power structure and as people become ever more aware and awake and angry at what the power structure is doing. When you keep a population mired in their own problems, whether it's drought or deluge, they tend to be less able to fight back. And I would argue that's exactly one of the factors that's going on right now. And for the geoengineering issue, the climate engineering issue as a whole, many people think, well, this is just one more thing I need to put on my list of challenges we face. I didn't dive into this 100% for the last 10 years because it was just something that appealed to me. Quite simply, this is an all-out assault against life itself, and not only is it making us all sick, we're all breathing this stuff day in, day out. There's no question about that, no argument. We have lab tests to prove it across the globe. It's also tearing the planet's life support systems apart, and I would make this argument. If we don't fix this problem, nothing else will matter. Nothing else will matter, quite simply. I mean, trees are dying here, very hardy trees, eucalyptus trees, very hardy drought-resistant trees. Everything is dying, and the UV is so intense that you can't stand in the sun. I spoke in San Francisco this weekend at a large event, and I don't burn easily. I'm absolutely cooked. The trees in San Francisco are fried from the UV. We're seeing UVB levels, as I've mentioned before, 1,200% higher than we're being told. They can actually create what appears to be a lens effect, Vincent, where certain types of spray applications actually increase the UV. And we think this is one of the reasons to increase the strength of the high pressure, which, of course, increases the heat, the drought, and it also cooks everything on the ground. I mean, we can only guess at some of what they're doing up there. Some of we can speculate on quite accurately, but other aspects, I mean, this is a giant physics experiment in the sky with unknown consequences, but this is an all-out assault against all of us, our health, our life support systems, the weather. I mean, this is really, this should be people's priority. It should be, because, again, this is the hole in the bottom of the ship. We have to fix this. And the amount of spineless, absolutely honorless people I see in federal agencies is stunning. It's absolutely stunning. And even people, I'm sorry to say this, but a lot of people in the population still have to forego their golf game or whatever else they're doing and understand if they give a damn about their children, if they give a damn about their posterity, they need to join in this battle now to help bring this to light and help reach our military brothers and sisters who don't know that what they're doing is literally killing the entire planet, their sons, their daughters. We need everybody in this fight, or nothing else will matter. I've said that for 10 years, and now I'm getting to the point where I don't care who responds positively to it or not. The bottom line is that's the fact of the matter, and people need to get up and get involved with this issue, or nothing else is going to matter soon.
No disagreement from me. Dane, I've been using the word murder. I believe that everyone involved in geoengineering is involved in murdering the planet at every level.
And everyone on it. There's no question about that.
At every level. Plants, animals, and us. Our fish are dying in the ponds. Our trees are dying on the farm. And we're not alone. It's all over the country. Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. We'll be right back.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dane Wigington's with us, geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, I had a chance to talk with one of our neighbors. And he said, you know, I didn't do it this year. I didn't, or this season, I didn't buy baby pigs. Now, normally, he would buy these baby pigs at $40 to $50 a piece. He said, you know, they were 40 to 50 2 years ago. Last year, he bought two for $75 because they were pregnant. He said, that was outrageous paying $75. He said, today, they're $125. They're three times the price they were 2 years ago. And part of that is because, the reason is because 10% of the pig population has died because of a disease called PEDV. It's a diarrheal type disease. And it's killing these pigs in the United States. Now, add to that, beef is now at record high prices. Record high prices. And all other meats are going to follow. Chicken, they'll all follow in suit, and all the prices will go up because people will shift from one meat to the next, depending on the price, and all the prices will end up going up. You look at that, you look at the drought that that we're seeing in lots of places in the country, like California where you are. You see the inability for us to bale hay to feed our cows here. So we're okay right now because the cows can eat the green grass, but they're going to be in serious trouble this winter, okay, if we can't bale the hay. So what I'm trying to say, Dane, is if people say, you know what, it's okay where I am. It's just a little hot. No big deal. I'll just turn the air conditioning on and I'll be okay. Well, what would happen if the air conditioning were not available? What if the grid is taxed to the point where the grid shuts down and there is no air conditioning? A lot of people who are on the edge of life and death with respiratory problems will die. It's as simple as that. Agreed or not?
They are dying. In fact, we see from 2005 to 2010, respiratory mortality in the continental U.S. went from 8th on the list of mortality cause of mortality to 3rd. This is an astronomical increase. We think it's in 2nd now, and the CDC is trying to hide it. And this is what, again, climate engineering, when you can't live on a planet with clean air and clean water and air that's not laden with these toxic particulates, if you can't avoid this exposure, then you have a fight in your hands. And here's what I would argue on the closeness we are to a total paradigm shift, Vince, and this is what people don't understand. Yes, these costs are going to go through the roof. The fish die-off around the globe is absolutely unprecedented. For anybody who don't know this is happening, look up dying fish, dying oceans. Are we next? There's one article. There's a whole bunch more out there. I mean, it's happening in literally hundreds of places around the globe. So you have a climate system that is being torn apart, and climate engineering is tearing it apart. And we have, as I mentioned earlier, organizations, agencies that are completely without honor, completely spineless. I bumped into a USDA employee, a head guy that I know well over the weekend, and he is so gutless that he can't face me. He can't even face me because he knows that I know he knows this is going on. And he just doesn't have the guts to speak to it or stand up. And just like a whole lot of others like him in these agencies who are more worried about their jobs than they are their own children, it's astounding to me. I don't understand that kind of thinking. So here we live in a world where we have chemical, metal, and toxic metal spraying above our heads day in and day out, as visible as hell, and yet people choose to believe it's not so, convince themselves it's not so, or convince themselves they can't do anything about it, so why try? In the meantime, as you mentioned, the pigs are getting sick. Barium. We are also breathing barium, not just aluminum, and we all have some idea of what aluminum does to us, so there's not much bad that it doesn't do. Barium's an immune suppressant, period, on all mammals. So how can they not be sick? And again, when we have other things happening, it's not just making us all sick, poisoning the biosphere. And on the drought, again, to put it in perspective, on the drought where I live, Vincent, in the last 7 years, I am my location is over 200 inches of rain short. 200 inches. I mean, it's amazing anything's even alive here, and it is dying by the day. So, again, if people don't face this challenge, and I don't care what other challenge they're facing, there's a lot that are important. We don't face this one, and nothing else is going to matter. So not only is it poisoning us, but it's shredding the ozone layer. No ozone layer, no life on Earth. That simple. On the fish die-off, why are the fish dying? And the authorities act like they have no clue why they're dying. This is absolute nonsense. They know exactly why they're dying, because the water is warming so much, the UV radiation that's helping to transfer thermal energy into the water and heat it. Warm water does not carry nearly the oxygen that colder water does, and it's gassing. We're seeing methane and hydrogen sulfide sulfide gassing from the seafloor, and that's the only thing that can kill that many fish that fast. It creates an anoxic zone where there's no oxygen. And this is happening around the globe. It's going to accelerate. There's 400 dead zones in the ocean right now, anoxic zones, no oxygen. Jellyfish are going off the charts all around the globe in the ocean because they can live in these anoxic zones. The whole balance is being thrown off. So when there's no more fish caught, how much will those hog prices go up? And because there's no other source of meat for people. So, again, geoengineering is nothing less than an all-out assault against all life on Earth, and if we don't deal with it, it's game over. It's that simple.
Dane, you and I were talking last night, and I mentioned to you that when we bought this farm, it's a couple hundred acres, and half of it is woods, and half of it is fields, pasture for hay and letting the cows graze. The idea when you do the kind of farming that we do, you let the cows go through the woods and they clean up the small brush, the low brush weeds, and they clean up the woods, and then you let them in the pasture and you let them graze, and you've got some hay fields and you cut some hay for them for the winter. And it's kind of well balanced. Well, we heat our farmhouse with wood. We have an outdoor wood furnace. It has a 4-foot by 5-foot firebox. So I can put evergreens in there. I can put any brush that I find. I don't have to cut it up too small. So I go out with a front-end loader, and I pick up the dead wood that falls off the limbs. And when we first bought the farm about 8 years ago, there was a balance between the dead wood that we could pick up and the new dead wood for each season would be about what we'd need to heat the house with. So we didn't cut trees down, live trees. Now we're finding more and more limbs are falling off the trees than ever before. We're finding more firewood than we need. And it's not good. The leaves are more sparse. Branches are dying. The bark doesn't look right. The trees are dying, Dane. And I see this not only on our farm, but as I travel around Missouri, I see it all over. It's not unique to our farm. We didn't do it. My family didn't do this. I believe it's done with geoengineering. Have I lost my mind?
Vincent, I mean, your conclusions are exactly right. And how can people not really see the gravity of this issue? What you're describing is exactly right. When you have tankers dumping 100-ton payloads day in, day out, just from the stated goal of the climate engineers, the most recognized geoengineer on the planet, David Keith, stated goal, 20 million tons of aluminum nanoparticulates and other metals dumped in the atmosphere annually. That's their stated goal. We think the actual number is higher. That equates to about 600-plus flights a day with 100-ton payloads of nanoparticulates. I mean, you're talking about a literal toxification of the entire surface of the Earth, and anybody who doesn't feel how hot the sun is not paying attention. The sun is incredibly hot. It's killing plankton. Again, what they're doing to the Earth's life support systems affects every part of it. So as the plankton die off, and they are dying off, we have plankton supplies now, as I've mentioned before, 50% declined. 50%. That's plankton is 50 to 60% of the Earth's oxygen content. The forests aren't releasing oxygen. Oxygen content is dropping. We have people wheezing, coughing. So not only are they breathing these particulates in, which clogs up the respiratory system, there's not as much oxygen in the air. This is absolute fact. And those trees are dropping limbs and dropping leaves because they cannot take the exposure to the excessive UV. And that's a fact. We're metering this. We're not guessing. We know it's that high, metering in California, Maine, Florida, New Mexico. So the bottom line is, again, the walls are closing in extremely rapidly, and people need to get this through their heads. We're headed for a massive paradigm change no matter what. If we don't bring the climate engineering to life, if after collapse, and I can't imagine any scenario where we're not facing collapse and probably in the near term, if this is still going on in our skies, we're not going to be able to grow anything, we're not going to be able to raise any livestock, and we're going to be dead in the water, period. So people, again, they need to prioritize. If the house is burning down, you don't go out in the yard and start trimming the hedge. You put the house out, and that's what we're faced with right now. This geoengineering must be a priority for people if they want to have anything left to salvage as the future unfolds.
Dane, when I think about the USDA employees, I don't think of them fondly. I really don't. I look at these minions with outrage. These are the same people who have come to my farm in Virginia and come to my farm here in Missouri, and they said, you know, we've got a program for you. We will pay 75% of the cost of fencing your farm, and we'll put wells in for you, and we'll drill wells, and you can water your cows with fresh, clean water. We'll keep them out of the streams. We'll keep them out of the woods. And I look up when these guys are here, and I go, are you kidding? These cows need to get out of the sun. They're going to cook in the sun. Oh, no, no, no. They can take it. No, cows are tough. Really? We lost 10% of our annual calf crop in 30 days during the winter. I mentioned to you yesterday when you and I were talking privately that we had two fig trees, magnificent fig trees, on our farm, protected from the winds. They died last winter, both of them, absolutely dead. We lost full-grown cows last winter. There are all kinds of problems that we're having with our animals.
This goes back
and
to... Go ahead.
And the soil and water conservation guys, the USDA, they work together. They usually share an office building.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get us to...
They're paid to lie.
They're trying to... They are. And they're despicable. And they're trying to get us to implement practices that will kill our animals. And when you sign on with that contract, you're on the hook for 10 years with penalties. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's going to be sliding. When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dane Wigington's with us, geoengineeringwatch.org. Class, I don't know how we can say this any stronger. We talked about the powers that be have declared war on we the people. Climate engineering, geoengineering, weather modification is killing us. It's killing the plants, the fish, the birds, and us. Name somebody. Name somebody who has had their respiration improve in the last 3 years. Just name one person who can breathe better than 3 years ago. Just name one person. You can't. Dane, you mentioned that the USDA, Soil, Water, and Water Conservation guys are paid to lie. They lie with impunity. I totally agree with you.
They are now, paid to lie.
I think the
go ahead.
One way that we can stop some of this is by pointing these people out. So if you go to church with someone who works at the USDA, why don't you just stare at them? Have your entire family just stare at their family. Just point at them. Literally, just point at them. That's all you have to do. If you drive past their house, just stop, roll down your window, point out your window at their front door. And they'll get the message. The lady of the house will say, oh, I don't know what's going on, but these people are stopping in front of our house. What are you doing? What are you doing at work that's causing this? It's got to be you. It's certainly not me. The lady of the house will do that. And that's how we stopped. That's how we stopped a dump in Virginia. We did exactly that. We drove in front of their house.
Go ahead.
That's how we stopped it. We pointed out the individuals. They can't stand the sunlight. Go ahead, Dane.
They can't. And in fact, we have a website that we're starting now called disinformationdirectory.com, and it's to expose these types of people, put their public emails on there, and let the public rattle their cage. And when you have people from not just USDA, U.S. Forest Service, and so forth, they are literally paid to tell you everything's fine when you know it's anything but. And I just recently, other USDA soil scientists and foresters, looking at a stand of stone-dead trees and asked them, did they see any decline in the forest? And staring at dead trees, they said, no, they didn't see any problem. I mean, this is incredible how so many in these agencies have absolutely no spine. And at what point, Benson, are these people accessories to the crime? And they can't fall back on the excuse, I'm just doing my job. If their job is to lie to the public when all of us are being literally, literally poisoned, and anybody who doubts that, I challenge them. Do the investigations. We are not guessing. We have lab tests from around the country, other tests from other places around the globe. We have 1,000 whales tested from the most remote places on the planet, packed with aluminum. The factory report stated, and I quote, jaw-dropping levels of aluminum in their tissues. It's in all of us. And when the power structure can drop buildings like 9/11, when they can drop buildings in front of our face and tell us they just collapsed, like in the case of the Building 7 that never got hit by anything and fell at free fall speed, when they can spray us above our heads and tell us it's all fine, just condensation, don't worry, go back to sleep, we're in a fight for life. Plain and simple, we're in a fight for life right now. So I challenge everybody, anybody, investigate. Don't believe me. Investigate. And look at, I have PowerPoint presentations fully documented. Everything I say is documented with right within those presentations. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org to find out. Use the film at skyteralert.com, another great tool we have to sound the alarm. We absolutely are being sprayed like rats, period, day in, day out. There's no speculation in that. And if any... at any point in time, Vincent, as the walls close in on the power structure too intensely, at any point in time, since they have the spray framework all up running constantly every day, if they change that mix, if they put something in that mix that they choose to that's more lethal, that's it. Game over. And why wouldn't we think they would do this when they have so many labs experimenting with these pathogens? I believe the latest figure is 400 labs in the continental U.S. experimenting with lethal pathogens. Why the hell would we think they're not going to do this at some point in time? And even without that, we're being every single day rendered less healthy, less able to face any challenges.
And if you look all over Springfield, the booming industry is the medical business. Hospitals, expanding clinics, everywhere you look in Springfield, Missouri. And I'm sure it's that way in your town, too. Dane, we are out of time. Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. Thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.